He tried to roll the window down, but the window was stuck too. Then he thought of the back door. Maybe he could open that. He leaned over the front seat, and the Land Cruiser lurched with a shift in weight. Carefully, Tim reached back and twisted the handle on the rear door. It was stuck too. How was he going to get out? He heard a snorting sound and looked down. A dark shape passed below him. It wasn't the Tyrannosaur. This shape was tubby, and it made a kind of snuffling as it waddled along. The tail flopped back and forth, and Tim could see the long spikes. It was the Stegosaur, apparently recovered from its illness. Tim wondered where the other people were, Gennaro and Sattler and the vet. He had last seen them near the Stegosaur. How long ago was that? He looked at his watch, but the face was cracked. He couldn't see the numbers. He took the watch off and tossed it aside. The Stegosaur snuffled and moved on. Now the only sound was the wind in the trees and the creaking of the Land Cruiser as it shifted back and forth. He had to get out of here. Tim grabbed the handle, tried to force it, but it was stuck solid. It wouldn't move at all. Then he realized what was wrong. The rear door was locked. Tim pulled up the pin and twisted the handle. The rear door swung open, downward, and came to rest against the branch a few feet below. The opening was narrow, but Tim thought he could wriggle through it. Holding his breath, he crawled slowly back into the rear seat. The Land Cruiser creaked, but held its position. Gripping the doorposts on both sides, Tim slowly lowered himself down through the narrow, angled opening of the door. Soon he was lying flat on his stomach on the slanted door, his legs sticking out of the car. He kicked in the air. His feet touched something solid, a branch, and he rested his feet on it. As soon as he did, the branch bent down and the door swung wider, spilling him out of the Land Cruiser, and he fell, leaves scratching his face, his body bouncing from branch to branch, a jolt, searing pain, bright light in his head. He slammed to a stop, the wind knocked from him. Tim lay doubled over a large branch, his stomach burning pain. Tim heard another crack and looked up at the Land Cruiser, a big, dark shape 5 feet above him. Another crack. The car shifted. Tim forced himself to move, to climb down. He used to like to climb trees. He was a good tree climber. And this was a good tree to climb. The branches spaced close together, almost like a staircase. Crack! The car was definitely moving. Tim scrambled downward, slipping over the wet branches, feeling sticky sap on his hands, hurrying. He had not descended more than a few feet when the Land Cruiser creaked a final time and then slowly, very slowly, nosed over. Tim could see the big green grill and the front headlights swinging down at him, and then the Land Cruiser fell free, gaining momentum as it rushed toward him, slamming against the branch where Tim had just been, and it stopped. His face, just inches from the dented grill, bent inward like an evil mouth, headlamps for eyes. Oil dripped on Tim's face. He was still 12 feet above the ground. He reached down, found another branch, and moved down. Above, he saw the branch bending under the weight of the Land Cruiser, and then it cracked, and the Land Cruiser came rushing down toward him, and he knew he could never escape it. He could never get down fast enough, so Tim just let go. He fell the rest of the way. Tumbling, banging, feeling pain in every part of his body, hearing the Land Cruiser smashing down through the branches after him like a pursuing animal, and then Tim's shoulder hit the soft ground, and he rolled as hard as he could and pressed his body against the trunk of the tree as the Land Cruiser tumbled down with a loud metallic...